Welcome back to a Blind Techie Geek Speak special. I'm Kathy Mashana, your host speaker. Today I'll speak about my Amazon Amp radio show, BTGS Radio, which started on Sunday, July 24th, 2022. I'll also discuss being a minority and other minorities in the media. One filmmaker I had a significant connection to was Ronnie Evans in documenting his own and others' loss of sight in vision portraits. I found Ronnie Evans to be engaging and extraordinary in documenting how he lost his vision and continued to make films. Ronnie Evans traveled to Berlin to get surgery. As a baby, I traveled out of my area many times to get surgery in Boston, Massachusetts. Also, as Ronnie Evans is a filmmaker, I'm in the media as a podcaster and radio host. I found the reading very helpful and could relate to assembling our toolkit, interrogation, representation, and discourses. It can be hard to be critical about things that are a part of our normal lives. Often we do not notice that we are making assumptions because they are completely embedded in the way that we and those around us understand the world. Society takes for granted their five senses: hearing, sight, taste, touch, and scent. Luckily enough, I have all my senses except for my sight. Not having eyesight can be challenging, but I have adapted to not being able to see because I see with all my other senses that I am gifted with. I live life fully and am very astute about what is happening in my environment. While others in society may find someone with a disability of blindness to be in a sad situation and not intellectually enough to be successful in the community, I beg to differ and I offer disbelievers to come and check out one of my days. I get up early in the morning, hop in a cab, go to college, attend my daily classes, go home and do homework. On Wednesdays and Saturdays, I'm on air for my radio show, BTGS, which stands for Blind Techie Geek Speaks. We all need a toolkit that you can draw on to help us interpret the world around us. I can do the same thing everyone else can. I may do differently. Luckily, I now have the skills and the toolkit to navigate life. I have a cane to help me get around, read with a Braille computer, and use a voiceover screen reader on all my Apple products. Many of my friends are amazed at how I can set up and prepare to get on the air for BTGS Radio. But for me, it comes as a second nature. Just be mindful that if you see someone with a disability or a minority, they are like everyone else and should be treated equally like everyone else. I also feel a connection to Spike Lee. He is a fantastic director, producer, writer, and actor. Lee has been an important voice on race, racism, and other social issues for 3 decades, and he will receive the Directors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award on March 12th. Spike Lee had wonderful mentors in his life, such as his mother and father and a film professor, Dr. Eichelberger, who encouraged him to make a documentary out of his footage that he shot over the summer, which helped him achieve his goals. I, like Spike Lee, have similar excellent role models in my life. My mother, father, and my guidance counselor from high school, Miss Mary Katechis. My mother and father have always encouraged me to chase my dreams. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Miss Katechis recommended I start a podcast show for my high school internship, which later spun off into a radio show, BTGS Radio. Spike Lee gave great advice. When asked, What advice you would give to young filmmakers? Work ethic, you got to work. My work ethic is essential for college, my podcast, and my radio show. Keep going until you cannot go anymore. As society, we must remember that minorities in the media are not going away. They are here to stay. Let us all try to get along and embrace and learn from each other. What might be different, whether it be race, religion, or disability, we all, as a society, have something unique to offer, and we all should be treated equally and respect our individuality. As a young blind woman, I am connected to minorities and will continue to bring awareness to minorities in the media as long as I am on the air.